This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, not a bad time to get in touch with me, 855-993-7569. What's on your mind? Politics is getting weirder and weirder. Have you noticed this part? Which is, I think the only thing that we can actually say is that we are now giving North Korea a run for their money in terms of weird politics, all right? What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind, let me know exactly what it is, and we'll deal with it. We were talking, there's actually a Google story that fits into one of the things I thought we'd maybe talk about, and I will get to movies today, I promise. Google Maps may soon spell out your chance of finding a good parking spot. In San Francisco and New York, it's don't even think about it. They're saying that the thing about Google Maps is they're impressed the daylights out of everybody, but if you've been watching, if you, for example, saw Bourne over the weekend, which a lot of people did, that anything that maps and tells you where you go also knows where you are, all right? They're saying if you're approaching a music or sports venue or a shopping mall and it's hard to tell how likely you are to find a free parking spot, Google Maps has three different parking difficulty levels, including easy, medium, and limited. It's not clear whether they'll tell you event or time of day. It merely bases its gradings on the number of parking places normally available. They have something according that's called Android Police. They said they were based on a teardown of Google Maps, which hasn't officially been released yet. There's also a new control and navigation settings to keep map north up, which replaces an older setting that tilted the map automatically when in navigation mode. I mean, did you see there are all these new things out? I worry whenever they put out an upgrade because it always crashes something. Features linked to another capability aimed at preventing accidental swipe from disrupting the rotation of the map. It's not sure exactly what's going to happen. They're actually as a new app called the Himalayas. I'd look at that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If you're British, you call them the Himalayas. There's a 500-foot Yeti who can chase yaks as part of a 3D game, clown Mount Everest, flood areas, and more. You can apparently get that on Google Play. Do you get that kind of stuff? You probably do,
no.
Don't you?
No.
No?
You mean, like, do I use it or look at it?
Do you play with it?
No.
No, not your thing, huh?
Google Play?
Yeah.
No.
Not your thing?
Mm-mm.
You have an Xbox, though, right?
No, no.
You don't?
No, I don't play video games. Blake's a big video game guy.
Aha. Aha. Well, yeah. He maybe could have solved my computer problem that took days and months and weeks. So there's now a private company that's cleared to fly to the moon. Would you go to the moon?
Oh, man. I think I might. That would be pretty awesome.
I mean, awesome is exactly the word. The question is how long it would take.
Right.
They're saying a suitcase-sized lander to the moon for a two-week mission in 2017, according to Moon Express, which is headquartered in Cape Canaveral. It'll carry a number of science experiments and some commercial cargo on its one-way trip to the lunar surface. Now, I don't think I really want to do a one-way trip, including cremated human remains. We talked about the pods.
Right.
We waited for you, but you weren't here on Tuesday, so we talked about the pods without you.
Mm-hmm.
But and it turns out that I did a little more research on it, Jacob, which is the pods are they actually take your entire body and put you in a fetal position and then bury you in the pod, and it's biodegradable.
Mm.
I guess it's a plastic. the as opposed to the urn, which is the urn is $135, but you have to supply the cremated remains, and what it really is potting soil and a seedling tree.
Okay.
But we had a lot of people who thought it was kind of a cool idea, some who didn't. All right, so now private missions have been historically overseen by the government agency, basically NASA, through a 1967 international treaty. The United States is responsible for any flights into space by its non-government entities. So far, it's only been government. They're now saying the FAA already exercises jurisdiction over commercial rocket launches in the United States. So they're looking at the Moon Express proposal, which included the steps the company would take to ensure compliance with the Outer Space Treaty. We had to lay the track at the same time we wanted to do the mission. Other companies are expected to follow the same framework. Elon Musk, founder and chief executive of Space Exploration Technologies, we know that name, plans to fly a spacecraft to Mars in 2018, a mission that raises a host of issues dealing with protecting potential indigenous life on the planet from contamination by Earth microbes. I don't think we're talking about little green men, but we may be. Another space venture are missions to mine asteroids, operate space labs, and repair and service satellites. Moon Express did have to contend with concerns about disturbing Apollo and other historic lunar landing sites, among other issues. We proposed a scenario that built on the existing FAA mission approval framework. So they said that no new law was necessary. As part of the agreement, NASA will advise but not regulate Moon Express activities on the lunar surface. Kind of exciting. Maybe we should put up on Facebook, what would you like to explore in space? And don't be smart alecky with me. I mean, people are going to be, aren't they? Do I think that's just asking for trouble?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure somebody will have to go there.
And probably so. All right, and we now have in our good news section, we've got a mentor who is basically telling little boys it's okay to cry. And I know this went viral, but I just want you to know that like 25 years ago, my nephew was dressed as a cowboy, and I think my father said something to him, and he burst into tears, and his mother said, "Cowboys don't cry." And I said, "Be an astronaut." I mean, the idea that we're telling boys that they can't cry, that they're not allowed to show their emotions. I mean, that's why you guys blow out your aorta like 7 years before women do. You're allowed to cry. You're allowed to feel. You're allowed to be sad. You're allowed to be frightened. You're allowed to be whatever you are. It helps if you talk about it rather than act it out. Save your aorta, save your prison sentences, save all sorts of things. But the idea that half the world is not allowed a particularly useful emotion, we're not going to do that. All righty, 855-993-7569. You guys are kind of quiet today. And the good news is my computer problem seems to have been solved. And hopefully it was not obvious during the program that I was multitasking. And if it was, then I apologize for it. But according to Jacob, it was not obvious that I was doing okay. And apparently my emails are no longer being randomly forwarded to people. I mean, I think it means that people sort of know more about you than you wanted. On the other hand, that isn't what bothered me. I wasn't worried that people knew more about me than I really wanted them to. I was worried that I was going to drive them nuts, you know, getting emails. And what I finally said was, just block me. You know, just block my emails. And they said, "Well, what if you want to get in touch with us?" And I said, "Well, I'll, you know, use somebody else's email, or I'll pick up the phone, or I'll do something. But I mean, I don't want to drive you crazy." And they said, "Well, now that I know all this stuff about you, can we meet?" Kind of, yeah, a new way of dating, of having all of your emails with attachments forwarded to people you don't know. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brass.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so it's that time of the week again where we have movies that are coming out. And, alright, so the big movies this week, I guess the big movie, is Suicide Squad. Alright? Now, the odd thing about this, as far as I was concerned, was, you know, the people who, we usually see all the movies at the same time. All of us see it at about the same time. In this one, some people saw it at times where I couldn't, it was in the morning or whatever. And so they saw it before I could see it. And half the people I know, and I mean, these are people I know pretty well, so half the people I know loved it, and half the people I know hated it. So the question, so that always is one of those kind of things that, okay, well, if people can't decide if they love it or hate it, that may be something that's pretty interesting to see. All right, the question is, will it beat Bourne? I don't know. Bourne's a much better movie as far as I'm concerned. This one, I actually read a review of somebody, and they had it all wrong. They said, well, it's under 2 hours. It's not. It's 2 hours and 3 minutes, as a matter of fact. They said that one of the people they said was in a gang was not a gang. He was an assassin. So, all right, but let me tell you a little bit about it and what I thought about it. And I'm, to be quite honest, a bit ambivalent about it. It's, again, a DC Marvel comic book hero, and the idea is that it takes place after the Batman and Superman Armageddon, right, the apocalypse, with the idea being that Batman survives, Superman doesn't, and so Viola Davis plays a completely unscrupulous, women have gotten nastier and nastier in films, which is, I suppose, better than wandering around as arm candy going, ooh, save me. But she plays kind of the meanest of the mean in this one and gets together some metahumans to fight. If you're going to fight the bad guys, you need guys who are worse than they are. That's the assumption. So they go and cull all these people from prison, including Will Smith, who is an assassin, who is nearly unrecognizable until he starts talking. And then, of course, it's Will Smith because he's got a shaved head and a serious beard. All right, so he's an assassin. We have Margot Robbie, who plays a therapist who then goes to the dark side and becomes kind of a sexy Lolita kind of person with peroxide blonde pigtails and incredibly short shorts. They would make Daisy Mays look like nightgowns or something. I mean, and she is gymnastic and violent. And her boyfriend is Jared Leto, who plays the Joker. Now, we've seen the Joker in other movies, right? This one he plays kind of like a demented teenager with braces. I mean, it's... So the movie is incredibly violent. The screening that I was at, there was a six-year-old, and I'm thinking, what are they thinking? It's PG-13, and it shouldn't be. It should be... I think it should be R. It's incredibly violent. It's not so much sexual, although it's sexy. Well, it is a little sexual. And the idea is that Viola gets all of these lowlives, the scum, together to unite and be the Suicide Squad. The idea being that if something goes wrong, that they're completely deniable, and the question is, how do you control them? And the answer is that they put this something or other in their neck, and so they can blow their heads off if they don't like what they're doing. And so the movie is 2 hours, which is too long, of these guys, and because it's Hollywood, and because it's movies, and because it's comic books, and because it's superheroes, the idea is that they have to somehow come together as a cohesive group, and how that's going to work or not work. The love story, such as it is or isn't, is between Jared Leto and Margot Robbie. It's so violent. The good news about it, such as it is I was sitting next to somebody who didn't really want to be there. And she said, I'm going to leave as soon as the publicist leaves. And she stayed for almost the whole movie. She left for about an hour and a half in. But I expected it to last about 15 minutes. So it is entertaining. The problem is you sort of feel like you should come home and go through a car wash after it because it is so violent and it's so unpleasant and it's so mean-spirited and it's so sort of grotesque. I thought the witch who turns into, or the woman, the girlfriend who turns into the ancient witch, she didn't particularly work for me. The Australian boomerang guy didn't particularly work. I mean, the big deals are Will Smith, who's an assassin and taller than everybody else, Jared, who's nuttier than everybody else, Margot, who's sexier than everybody else, and Viola, who's meaner than everybody else. All right, so Now we've got Heath Ledger was a Joker, and we had Jack Nicholson was a Joker. But this is Jared Leto is almost unrecognizable in this, and it certainly shows his range. So apparently the cast, there's been all sorts of stuff on the internet about the cast, and they were doing amateur tattoos, and Jared wouldn't talk to anybody. That apparently he set Margot Robbie alive rat as a present. Will Smith says, well, he, you know, made everybody act better, and so I don't know. So there we go. So she's Harley Quinn, which, you get it, Harley Quinn, like Harlequin. Did you get it? Okay. You're on your own about this one. It will do some serious business because of the 18 to 35 year old males. Is it as good a movie as Bourne? Not even close. Is it entertaining? Yeah. Is it violent? Yeah. Is it stupid? Yeah. Do you feel like you learned anything from it? Absolutely not. Okay. Nine Lives, they did not screen in another animation film. See if there's anything else that we've got here that comes out. You know, it may be Bourne. Bourne did better than the last Bourne by a lot, but not as well as the first Bourne. So we'll see. And it depends for people to go to the movies every week. Obviously, a new movie is going to make some sense. All right, but are you going to feel like your life is not worth living if you miss it? I don't actually think so. I'd actually send you to Bad Moms if you want to see a stupid movie before this one, although it's not nearly as violent. So there you go. Comedies don't seem to be doing terribly well. Animation seems to be doing very well. It's summertime, so I suppose the idea that people are going to go to free movies makes some sense. Some better movies coming up. I think the closer we get to fall, the better the movies will get. As I said, I thought Jason Bourne was a really fun movie. I thought the acting was great. I thought the writing was great. The characters good. It's the most paranoid movie perhaps ever made, and with the best car chase, I think, ever. And people can say, oh, no, what about Bullet and French Connection? And I think the car chase in this was much more fun, much more inventive. So there you go. 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, you'd like to chat with me about it. If you'd want to tell me, I'm trying to decide, basically, whenever I ask really personal questions like, how about your sex life? Nobody answers me, okay? Or your best or worst situation with a police officer? Nobody answers me. So I was going to ask about guys, what makes you cry? Maybe we'll put it up and see what happens. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
99 Dr. Joy.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. So are you a fan of Suicide Squad, Jacob?
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It looked cool. I read about the whole... What's his name again? I just blanked.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, I read about him being all crazy. It sounded interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not. As I said, it is. It's entertaining, but not very satisfying.
Yeah.
It's not a whole lot of fun to be there, I didn't think. And it's very noisy. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
All right. One of the things we were talking about previously is geographical quirks about, you know, how you get around in your city. And I'm trying to think. As I said, in New York, that depending on where you are, the streets are laid out as a grid if you get uptown, but downtown they're laid out along the river, which is the same way it is in Boston and a lot of old cities. And so when they're laid against the along the river, that you could get odd things like West 4th crosses West 11th, which of course it shouldn't be able to do. I mean, that when streets are numbered, they should be parallel. Not here. And that Fifth Avenue is a dividing line in New York between North and South, that East are even streets, so all sorts of things of this sort. All right, so let's hear what, are there any that you know about, or should we just go directly to our listeners?
Let's just go to the listeners, because
okay.
I'm not too sure.
You're not a guy who knows a lot about geographical quirks, huh?
Not really, no.
All right. No quirks for you.
This Mary must be here in Minnesota, though, because she says 10,000 lakes all over the place.
That's true. I suppose that counts technically as a geographical quirk, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yep. Fair enough.
Lots of lakes.
Lots of lakes.
Chris says there are lots of towns with forks in their name, like ours. Normally, it's where the river forks into two branches. Aux Sable Forks, New York. The east and west branches of the Aux Sable River join together, so forks is a misnomer. But I guess Aux Sable Confluence just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah, and saying the Hudson tidal estuary doesn't work very well either. They call it the Hudson River, even though it's not a river. It's tidal estuary. I know that's... Then, and there are places, remember there's Santa Claus, Indiana was the first theme park in America. What was 1947, I think. And, there's Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. And do you know why, I actually know why they called it Truth or Consequences. Do you know that?
No.
Because the show was very popular, Truth or Consequences, and they said if they would name the team off, that they would change the name to Truth or Consequences if they would come and shoot the show there, which they did.
Interesting.
And Pullman, Washington is named after the guy who invented the Pullman car on trains, and he did the same thing. That they said they would if he gave a certain amount of money or built a library or something. I don't remember exactly what it was, but that they would name the town after him, and they did. Turns out, if you have a lot of money, you can get a lot of things named after you if you want.
I suppose.
I think if you have a lot of money, there's at Lincoln Center there now. There's the Koch building because they gave $100 million or some such thing. I think it turns out that giving $100 million will probably get you a fair amount.
Yeah.
Although they're also saying that they're not supporting the Republican candidate, which is the first time. They said they won't support the Hillary, but they won't support Donald either. I guess having that kind of money, you can actually throw your weight around fairly well.
Right.
All right, what else we got?
Anthony says Sacramento, California, many trees.
That's the quirk?
I guess.
Okay. I'm trying to remember where it is that they planted a bunch of trees at the airport, and it changed the topography, but also the climate of the area. And I'm trying to remember where it was. It's very famous, but I've been in enough cities, I don't remember exactly what it was. So they're saying that a lot. You guys define quirk somewhat differently than I do, but okay.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Steve just says mountains with an exclamation point.
Where does he live?
I'm not sure.
We have a station
Utah.
In Denver. He lives in Utah?
Yep.
Well, Utah certainly has mountains. Denver has mountains. Yeah, I grew up with the mountains, and they really are wonderful. I still, if I have my choice, which I guess I do, prefer water to mountains, but they're both wonderful.
Yeah.
It's living on a flat. Houston did not appeal a whole lot.
Mm.
But I was in school there, so you don't get out all that much anyway.
And then Mary says, beautiful golf courses across the road from acres of desert sand in Palm Springs.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, it's this huge controversy. I've told the story before when I moved to California. They said that you can't understand the politics of California until you understand the politics of water. that Northern California has it, Southern California wants it, Arizona pays for it, that all that water that's diverted to go to Arizona and the desert to make golf courses and fountains and whatever. And then I'd be interested to see what's going on now, because there's been, what, a drought going on for years in California, which is the whole issue, again, with drought-resistant seeds, all sorts of things. When you start, it's the Heisenberg principle. You know, once you start messing with, I guess that's the butterfly effect. Once you start messing with one thing, it affects everything. And we sort of only learned that, it seems to be, the hard way, but I guess we're learning it. Okay, what else we got?
That's all we got for those.
That's all we got?
Yep.
Alrighty, so I was sort of expecting, I guess what I was expecting is kind of the odd, I mean, like fourth crossing 11th, but you guys, I guess they're not into quirky, or maybe to live in states that are, where everything's laid out on a grid. Grids tend not to have quirkiness. And there's Washington, D.C.,
yeah,
where everything is,
that.
Yeah, which was laid out in concentric circles. I was in Washington over the weekend, and it is still one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in. It's confusing, though, if you don't know what you're doing. And I, in fact, ended up using a Lyft, and you put in the destination, and I had put in circle rather than road, and got both me and the driver completely lost.
Mm.
Which I guess is true a lot of places, that you have to be really careful about street or lane or avenue. And in New York, the avenues run north and south, and the streets run, is that right, north and south? I run east and west. I think that is true. It is true. Which is, I guess, is it true every place? I don't know that it is true every place.
I'm not sure.
There's also here that, and it takes, a lot of people who live here don't even know it, that the downside, the southern part of the street is even, and the uptown side is odd in terms of numbering.
Hmm.
So, but New York is a very old city that was late, that the grid was, when the grid works, the grid is incredibly useful. It just doesn't work at all downtown. All right, 855-993-7569. So, you know, it's interesting what you guys are responding to. I asked about paranoia, because, as I said, Jason Bourne is the most paranoid movie I think I've ever seen. We used to worry about the Russians, and we worried about the Chinese, and we worried about the North Koreans, and we worried about terrorists, and now we worry about our own government. Right? It's just, and it truly is a paranoid movie. You don't trust anybody. And so I was asking, what makes you paranoid? And we essentially got one comment from that, which we will get to. I asked about your sex life. Are you having more or less sex? Because there was a study that came out last week that suggested that among people 18 to about 35, that they were having significantly less sex than, now this is obviously reported sex, nobody is videotaping their bedroom, but we don't know that that's not the case, speaking of paranoia, because the cameras are such, and the satellites are such, and the drones are such, that they can pick up facial recognition, they can pick up license plates, they can pick up all sorts of information. What I wish they would do is get the license plates of people who are running red lights all the time and find them, but I don't think that's how they're using them, lamentably. Asking about police officers, with police being in the news, and the good news and the bad news about police officers, nobody responded to that. Privacy, you guys are clearly not as worried about it as I am. So I want to make sure that I'm still. I'll figure out something that gets God's responses, and I'll think, oh, good. Then I'm talking about things that people are really concerned about. Either that, or you're just so nervous about everything you don't even want to respond to it. You're afraid somebody will see your email. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All right, Jacob, I want you to know that we played that yesterday with Manny being here, and we're trying to convince him to do one for email. So hopefully you're inspiring him.
Yeah.
With a little competitive maleness going on. So.
Nice.
There we go. All right, so program director.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I got one here. sounds pretty personal, and there's not a lot of background information, but I figured you could do with it what you can.
Okay.
It's from Karen, and she asks, why mothers hate daughters? mine calls me my sister's name and hates her, too.
Why mothers hate daughters? Well, there's actually a very good book called, My Daughter, I just went out of my head. It's Nancy Friday, My Mother, Myself. That's what it is. And the assumption she works on, it was written a long time ago, and you may have a hard time finding it, but it's worth looking for. You can get, if nothing else, probably in a used bookstore. The idea that there's a natural competition between mothers and daughters for, fathers, right? So the idea is that mothers and daughters don't hate each other per se, but they are competitive for dad's attention. And as daughters get older, they become younger, prettier, more nubile, more submissive versions of their moms, which creates, in theory, some sexual tension. And there's also the DNA involved, which is that you're very likely going to have some of the characteristics, both physical and emotional and intellectual, of your mom. So what she contends is, in a society that holds men in such high esteem and women in secondary positions, that there's going to be that natural competition. And as the daughter gets older, then the daughter becomes more nubile and reminding the mother of her waning sexuality and fertility. And then the mother, as when daughters have children, so they become mothers, that the mother may feel vestigial and competitive. So it's not that they hate each other. It's that there's an inborn competition that is societally endorsed. So, and the argument would be, not only are mothers threatened by daughters, but daughters to a certain extent are threatened by mothers. And, you know, please, mom, I want to do it myself. Or especially a mom who says, I know how to take care of your child better than you do. Or I know how to organize your kitchen better. Or I know how to cook meals better. So it's that competitive nature that results in often dads being closer to daughters and sons being closer to moms. Freud would have a field day, not only would have a field day, but did and does have a field day with it. But I think it's not hatred per se. It's at some point daughters coming into their own sense of self, independent of their mother's approval or their mother's shadow, understanding that their mother, underneath her maternal instincts, whether they're well-developed or not, is a human being who has some of the same concerns and wants and assets and deficiencies as she does. Mothers finding some other role than that of caretaker for their children, as their children no longer need caretakers, whether that means becoming a grandparent, which is an easy role. And one of the things I've observed is that mothers and daughters who have a hard time with each other, can the mother can relate better to the grandchild. And you'll hear me all the time saying, when people call up and say, well, my daughter and I don't get along and she won't let me see the grandchild, I said, well, the only way you're going to have access to the grandchild is to not be an enemy of the grandchild's mom, which is your daughter. And so, and if your daughter feels that the only reason that you're in any way making an overture to her is to have access to the child, you lose. So find out what about your daughter you really like. And quite often the things you don't like about your daughter are the things you don't like about yourself as well. Conversely, the daughters need to stop looking for mom's approval, because if you're looking for her approval, the easiest way that she can manipulate you is by withholding it. So finding some strength within yourself to be who you need to be, but also honoring that some of your strengths did come from your mom, that some of the lessons that you learned, that some of the genetic material of which you are the most proud, so that we sort of reach a detente. And unless we can reach, and the earliest it happens, it doesn't happen at 18, I got to guarantee you, it doesn't happen at 20, and it doesn't, at earliest it probably happens in late 20s, early 30s. And it really takes some work on both people's side, both mothers and daughters, and they really need to work at it to find neutral ground on which to celebrate each other and become, if not friends, because sometimes there's just not the basis of friendship there. Sometimes there is, and that's great, but to find some area of communality and neutrality and respect. And that may be mani-pedis together, it may be traveling together, it may be going to baseball games together, it may be cooking together. Because if you don't, at some point, as a daughter, negotiate that balance of power, then as your parent gets older and more needy, then, and the only relationship the two of you have ever established is parent and child, then the daughter becomes the parent. And if you think it's tough dealing with a parent when you're an adult and they're treating you like a child, think about how much worse it's going to be when they're the adult, they're the parent, and you're treating them like a child as they get older. And their physical needs become greater, their emotional needs become greater, their physical ability or their physical and mental abilities deteriorate. So it's a really important thing to negotiate. And it's dynamic. Even if you can negotiate it at some point, it doesn't mean that it has to be renegotiated. So if you can take the word hate out of the vocabulary and say, what are the areas of conflict? What are the things that she does that make me crazy? And what are the things that I do that make her crazy? And sometimes just the simple expediency of saying, what could I do to be a better daughter, will break up a logjam, as opposed to telling her what she can do to be a better mother. And sometimes just asking for what you'd like from her, not telling her what a lousy parent she's been or how much she disappoints you, but just saying, Mom, if you could just tell me that you liked my hair once, or that, because your opinion makes a difference to me. And all of us have had to negotiate that at some point. The earlier you can do it, the better off you'll be, because obviously the more positive relationship you'll have, and the negativity does take a while to dissipate. And the idea of calling you by somebody else's name, I mean, all of us have done that. And if you have more than one child, at some point you're going to do it. And it's not that you hate either of them. It's not that you love one of them better. It's just sort of the brain just not under tension, just not functioning as well. And hopefully, as a parent, you don't make your kids competitive with each other, which it's hard enough being competitive with your parent, but with each other. But life can be long and fruitful. All you have to do is kind of negotiate it. Or call me about specifics. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.